the angiosperms. I think it's because of the meteor that hit Earth that wiped out the dinosaurs. And unlike, I guess, humans, plants can, a lot of plants can tolerate polyploidy. A lot of them are pretty successful polyploids. I mean, if you have a, like, I don't know, like a triploid or a tetraploid human, well, you're not gonna have a human. But if you have like a tetraploid tomato, it's gonna be a little screwed up, but you know, it's still a tomato, still does the job. It's actually pretty interesting to look at a tetraploid tomato because the leaves are thicker because there is physically more DNA in the cells, so it's like larger. And yeah, the tetraploidy does like cause fertility issues, but it's also, I don't know, you can make a triploid tomato just in case that's something you want. Maybe it's not something you want because they don't produce fruit, but hey, you know, you never know. Just in case, if anyone wants a tomato leaf salad. But yeah, it looks like the next folks are here, so I'm gonna be letting them, or I'm gonna be handing it off to them. So, this was Aster Disaster. I'm your host, Corntown, and Lazzy was here not too long ago, but they had to go to class. So, thank you for listening, and we will be handing it off.
right in the face. On the road to Balgeny, near my old hometown, he went running through the whisker weed, chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes, and those same eyes just like yours, under your dark glasses. Privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes and numbered doors, where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, Coyote, I just get off a bogus. You just pick up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coffee shop. He's staring a hole in his scrambled eggs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and eagles and tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spilling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. I tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my ego. With this flame you put here in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the free.
Hello, welcome back to KDVS Davis 90.3. You are listening to Over the Hedge. I'm Pangea.
And I'm Sparrow.
And this is the show where we learn about a new animal every other Thursday from 9 to 9:30 a.m. And that song that you just listened to was Coyote by Joni Mitchell. Can you guys guess what animal we're going to be talking about today?
It's a really hard one.
It's this a lemur. Really... It's a lemur. No, it's coyote. Yeah, coyote. It's a coyote.
Definitely our most... it's a real indirect comparison this week.
Yeah.
Probably our most out yet. But actually, I just really, really love this song. And so I pitched Coyote to Pangea as an animal for the week because I was just so desperate to play Coyote by Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell recently reinstated on Spotify.
Yes, life-changing for me.
Sparrow, very excited about this. Yeah. I'm an Apple Music listener, yeah, so I've been in the Joni Mitchell... going through the catalog for a couple of years
okay,
now.
Yeah, okay, rub it in.
So, but luckily you can also, like, find her CDs everywhere.
Yes, it's true. They're, like, so easy to find secondhand.
Find me a CD shop that doesn't have Blue by Joni Mitchell. It's
kind of impossible.
Yeah, I don't know if
I got
you
mine
could.
For $3, best $3 I've ever spent in my life.
Yeah, I think I got mine for $1 at, like, a convention. Like, this, like, vinyl
no
resale.
Way.
Actually, here in Davis, last year.
That's so exciting.
It's cool.
That's the best $1 you've ever spent, I would venture to say.
I don't know about that. Back when I was, like, a child, you could get some, like, good candy for a dollar. Back in the day. Way back in the day. But anyways.
Coyotes. They're a fun animal. They're native to California, which is, like, aside from the albatross, which were a bit in California. Mm-hmm. But these are the most, like, commonly seen animal by... us and our listeners that we've done so far.
Yeah, I've seen coyotes
I've
out
seen
and
coyotes
about.
All the time.
Yeah,
you can hear them screaming like little children too. If you like a child in pain, is what their yowl will sound like, and that's your first fun fact. It's really scary. It's very alarming. But coyotes, just some general information in case you haven't had the opportunity to run across one. You city kids out there. They're about 2 foot at the shoulder, 2 foot tall, and like a little over 3 to a little over 4 feet in length. Although there's a lot of variation in size and color from location to location. In the northeast of US and Canada is where you'll find the biggest coyotes.
Fun fact for you guys, largest recorded coyote, I believe, was 4'11". Don't quote me on that. This is found on internet, so I just saw this somewhere, but 4'11", we can throw that number out there. And it was a male coyote, so if we're like doing this with human sort of like metrics, I think that you could just round that up to 5 foot. Like human male, if they're 4'11", they'll probably just be like 5 foot. And we all know that 5 just rounds up to anyways to like 6 foot.
Yeah,
about
probably
so
about 6 foot.
Probably about like a 7 footer.
Probably, yeah,
wild
probably like
7 footer
tall,
coyote.
Definitely.
Yeah,
yeah, just like if you were a human. No,
yeah, just if you were a human.
They are found in Alaska southward to Central America, with an especially great concentration in the Great Plains. Their range used to not go east of the Appalachians, but they have now expanded and they're like anywhere in the US and Canada. They can live around 13 to 15 years in the wild, although it's pretty rare that they do, especially in urban areas. There's lots are out to get coyotes, especially cars. So
yeah,
it's not super common, but like naturally they can live 13 to 15 years in the wild. And they are opportunistic feeders, which is like probably if you are from an area that has a lot of coyotes, you probably just like have associations with like eating cats, which is like definitely not like it does happen, but it's not like nearly the majority of their diet. They mostly eat like small rodents and fruit and deer and rabbits. They are scavengers as well as predators. And like, okay, the difference between small rodent, fruit, rabbit, and deer was
pretty alarming to me
when I was researching this. But so apparently they can kill deer by repeatedly biting the back of their legs until they're like slowed down enough that they deliver one final blow to the neck and like choke them out, which is pretty a hardcore
pretty
way
morbid and,
to
and
kill
violent
especially if the only thing you other eat the only other thing you eat is like a rat
a little,
and
yeah,
some berries.
Yeah, definitely pretty intense. I would also just like to add, it was nice when we were researching this animal to see like it's not on any lists or any endangered species or anything.
Everything else we research.
Every other animal. It seems like any other animal I look into is like, watch out, these guys are like,
yeah,
they're getting
habitat loss is really destructive, but coyotes are fine. They can live anywhere.
There's so many of them out there.
Yeah, so that was good news. Mm-hmm. They do have very highly organized social systems. They have packs, and with nearly all the packmates are relatives. And although they live in groups, they tend to hunt like in pairs or like alone in smaller mm-hmm. Sizes of coyotes. So it like leads to a misconception that they're not like pack animals, because you'll often, if you find one, you'll normally see one when it's like out trying to hunt. So you see them alone or in smaller groups. They also have dens, but only when they have pups. They'll use like a hollowed out tree or a burrow made by raccoons and skunks, or if they like have to, they can dig it themselves. So they nurse their pups in there, and they survive, like we said, in like basically any habitat. Thank God, the one animal that is not endangered.
Yeah.
But they prefer prairies and deserts and big open areas.
Yeah, so a lot of interesting coyote facts. We know you guys probably know what a coyote looks like and probably are aware of their morphology and all that. They're like dogs. They're like
they're
wolves.
Like dogs. They're really cute.
they're pretty like adorable. Dogs. Oh my gosh, yeah. I saw an image of them like playing with each other on the roughhousing. I saw an image of two coyotes roughhousing on Google Images, and I thought that was pretty cute. They're adorable,
yeah,
little critters.
We're high beaming cute coyotes to your brain, since radio is not a visual media.
True. But anyways, since we figured you guys knew what they look like, we'd like to dedicate some more time this week to some literary symbolism, and because there's a lot of interesting
because they're so prolific, like because you see them so often, they have like gained a lot of meaning to a lot of the indigenous cultures in the Americas. And as per Over the Hedge tradition, we will be playing one more song for you. And while that song is playing, we will be writing some speed poems that we can only write while the song is playing. And we will report back to you with our creations after the break.
Yeah. Keep it locked if you feel so inclined.
Do you care about the environment? Are you interested in getting involved? Well, then check out the Campus Center for the Environment website, cce.ucdavis.edu.
Screens bear the facts, assume the die, and the vows, no need to lie.
hello. Welcome back. You just heard Sour Times by Portishead.
Quite the tricky little
tune. What a sinister little song that is. Gosh, I wonder why that song was so sinister and what that has to do with the coyote.
Yeah, well, we're soon to find out, but before this, Sparrow and I are going to be reading our speed poetry.
We have some fine art for you.
I'm a little nervous, guys. I can't lie. I was so unprepared for this speed poetry, but... And it's like a little unfinished once again, but hey, we
As
only
per
get
per tradition, it is unfinished.
Yeah, this is how you know it's authentic.
Exactly.
You know, if I were to come in here with some literary masterpiece,
we would be liars and cheats.
Yeah.
If we prepared.
And if there's one thing we value, it's our integrity. So why don't you read first?
Oh, okay,
Sparrow.
Okay. So all that to say, I'm reading first.
Yeah.
dry as yellow, hot as dust. The earth bends and warps with the plains. And maybe it's an omen, a sign from the gods, creating and breaking dens seemingly for the fun of it. But I can't seem to shake the weary and anticipation, presuming... Sorry, squad, I forgot. I can't read my own writing.
Oh.
The weary, the anticipation, presuming a trick, assuming mirage, is the work of the dog himself. I kind of ruined my atmosphere there, but I really couldn't read what I said. It was trick.
All right, it's time for my turn, guys. Just don't take this. I promise.
You got this, Pangea.
Okay. In the cruel light of day, or through frigid winter nights, what teeth shine bright, white with sharpened bites. What you see is what you get. So you may cry wolf, you may scream and howl, but coyote's den is, and I didn't get to write my last line, but it would be something about the coyote's den.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The coyote's den is. It's a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
It's up to interpretation of the reader. I think
listener,
you could...
Listener/reader.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think this is getting any print time.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
That's a masterpiece. All right. Our beautiful poems aside. We, as per usual, try to incorporate our poems full of some of the symbolism that coyotes hold. And this week there's a lot of interesting stuff about it. As we mentioned before we played some songs for you, they're very prevalent in like mythology and folklore among indigenous cultures in the Americas. They have the connotation of being a creator or a lover, a magician, a glutton, and a trickster in many like folklore tales.
I think the most prevalent of these is probably the trickster, though, as we referred to with that like sinister nature that you heard in that Portishead song, very atmospheric.
Yes, they're generally portrayed as very intelligent, very cunning, and like kind of chaotic, and that they are they're not like evil. They're not doing things with malintent. It's just kind of to see what happens. Like it's this like
right. It's
outwit.
Chaotic.
It's
I
a
think
game.
Chaotic is
yeah.
the best sort of word for yeah. that. And a lot of times that trickster person is malicious, but and in some cases the coyote is portrayed as malicious, but and mm-hmm. I think it's interesting that to also find that it has a connotation of just like a prankster and chaotic, but also can bring a lot of positive things. You see it portrayed as a creator, as we mentioned before, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah, it's often in some folklore. The folklore that they're most prolific in is in the plains, the Southwest, and here in California, in those tribes. But they are sometimes associated with being the being who retrieved sunlight or fire for humans, which I think really like coincides with that connotation because it's a great, obviously like we could not live without sunlight or fire, but they're very like also damaging aspects of human life. Like you can find a lot of danger in both of those as well as life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I found, first thing I thought of when we were researching a lot of these was I associated it with Hermes from Greek mythology.
Mm-hmm.
Which is another like sort of impish character.
Yeah.
plays pranks, tricks, is this kind of medium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very sacred animals in a lot of cultures here, and that they're their wit and their intelligence is like an important part of different groups.
Yeah.
And yeah, they hold a lot of meaning to a lot of people, which is a very, very cool thing to research, especially since they are native to California.
Right.
It's a lot of, it's rooted here, which is very cool to like research more about. But after all that beautiful symbolism, I bet the thing we're all wondering is, isn't it time for a bit that I personally never thought would be reoccurring on this show, but here we are? Yes, it's time for Pangea to connect this week's animal to everyone's favorite, Aubrey Drake. So
yeah, Drake. You know, Drake has been very relevant. I don't know if you guys are paying attention to pop culture or hip-hop culture, the beef going on right now between Drake and Kendrick Lamar. It's
very relevant.
Kendrick
very
just dropped
coyote.
His diss track yesterday, Tuesday morning at like 8 a.m. That is some prime hater behavior right there. A Tuesday morning dropping a diss track.
Wake up in the morning.
6-minute diss track, just straight analytical, critical. But, you know, I'm here to talk about Drake. I won't give my opinions on this, little beef that's happening, but I will give my opinions on how coyotes might relate to Drake. And I think that, you know, you see it, you picture a prankster and a little impish character, and you picture them like twiddling their thumbs and like, you can't see me right now, but I'm like kind of, do you want to describe what I'm doing right now?
Pangea is tapping the tops of their fingers together in a sinister fashion.
With my shoulders kind of like hunched above, like near my ears, and like my head pointed down near my hands.
A devilish look in their eyes.
Yeah. So this sort of like rubbing, tapping of the fingers, I feel like is what Drake is probably doing right now as he's preparing to respond to Kendrick's diss. So very like, I'm gonna go get you.
Amazing news.
That's what I see Drake doing at the moment.
It is genuinely quite impressive to me how you can relate most things back to Drake if requested.
And I do, honestly, unrequested sometimes.
Well,
and people might get upset at that, but
in a funny way.
I'm just thinking about him all the time, guys.
Yeah. Well, you are in love with Drake, but I don't know that
we super liked each other on Tinder.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, me and Drake.
Been anyway. On your mind ever since. Okay. another segment that we love personally at the show that is very based on cold hard facts, just like the majority of what we talk about. It's time for What Sports Would the Coyote Be Good At?
Okay, I think we both agree that poker.
Poker!
Yeah.
They're cunning, like, you can't read them. They'd have such a good poker face for, like, multiple reasons. Like,
yeah.
I feel like they, if
with
they
that,
were
like,
human,
raised eyebrow, that
yeah,
single
Yeah, if they
raised
were a human,
eyebrow.
They'd have a good poker face, but also they're, like, actually a dog, so it's kind of hard to read their expression.
Yeah, you never really know what's going on in your dog's mind.
We also said, they'd probably be really good at the real and genuine competitive sport of capture the flag.
Mm-hmm.
They would they're like nimble, super agile, they could capture that flag and they could get around you. They could trick you out. They could juke you on the capture the flag field.
Yeah. I feel like nothing to prove this, but in my experience, capture the flag is this very like tactical, which I don't actually think
grade.
It is. Let's be honest,
it
but
is
in fourth grade,
tactical.
Yeah.
Pangea also said that they'd be a great baseball catcher.
I'd say they'd be a good catcher or pitcher. There's a lot of mind games going into the sport of baseball. That
like, if you look past the thumbs issue, I think they have the wit.
Yeah.
Required.
Yeah.
And then we both agreed that they'd probably be bad at, like, ice hockey because it's cold.
It's pretty cold, and I don't think those shoes would really fit on their feet.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Probably no ice hockey.
Any artists out there, if you want to draw a rendition of how you think a coyote would wear ice skates, just let us know. Send it in, I guess. I don't know. I'm not really sure how that works, but, yeah, you guys are free to do that. And yeah, that seems to be
it
on
our
episode on
week.
Coyotes.
I hope you feel so full of knowledge about coyotes as an animal and in culture, the impact that
folklore.
They hold, as well as what sports they'd be good at and how they connect to Drake.
Yeah.
Just the important information that we're providing you with.
Perfect. Good stuff. Well, yeah, we're going to hand it over to...
Yeah, Mad Dog is up next. You know, you're in good hands. And we will see you in 2 weeks.
All right. Bye.
Hello, hello. You're listening to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM. This is DJ Mad Dog for my show Applesauce Cake. Yeah, I don't have a lot more to say, so I think I'll go ahead and just get started. Oh, you're tuned into KDVS Davis 90.3 FM. I don't know if I already said that, but yeah, thank you guys for listening.